Imagine a being with a mind as great as God's, with feet like trees and a voice like rushing wind, telling you that you are his cherished creation. Donald Miller, contemporary author of Blue Like Jazz. Yes, let's imagine as we listen to Psalm 29, 3 to 11. The voice of the Eternal echoes over the great waters. God's magnificence roars like thunder. The Eternal Presence hovers over all the waters. His voice explodes in great power over the earth. His voice is both regal and grand. The Eternal's voice shatters the cedars. His power splinters the great cedars of Lebanon. He speaks, and Lebanon leaps like a young calf. Syrian jumps like a wild, youthful ox. The voice of the Eternal cuts through with flames of fire. The voice of the Eternal rumbles through the wilderness with great quakes. He causes Kadesh to tremble. The earth's voice brings forth life from the doe's womb. His voice strips the forest bare, and all the people in the temple declare glory. The Eternal is enthroned over the great flood. His reign is unending. We ask you, Eternal One, to give strength to your people. Eternal One, bless them with the gift of peace. In the psalm, Yahweh's voice is capable of uprooting and bringing down things that we see as immovable, the tallest mountains, the strongest trees. It testifies that God alone rules over all the created world, and he alone has the power to give strength, blessing, and peace. It's that voice that's calling you. That's telling you, you are my cherished creation. You have a purpose. Follow me. Breathe deeply as you pause to consider again the voice that's calling you in Psalm 29, 3 to 11. The voice of the Eternal echoes over the great waters. God's magnificence roars like thunder. The Eternal's presence hovers over all the waters. His voice explodes in great power over the earth. His voice is both regal and grand. The Eternal's voice shatters the cedars. His power splinters the great cedars of Lebanon. He speaks, and Lebanon leaps like a young calf. Syrian jumps like a wild, youthful ox. The voice of the Eternal cuts through with flames of fire. The voice of the Eternal rumbles through the wilderness with great quakes. He causes Kadesh to tremble. The Eternal's voice brings life from the doe's womb. His voice strips the forest bare, and all the people in the temple declare glory. The Eternal is enthroned over the great flood. His reign is unending. We ask you, Eternal One, to give strength to your people. Eternal One, bless them with the gift of peace. And now, inspired by Augustine's words, I pray. Loving Jesus, Word made flesh, Tune my ears to hear your call. You are my end, and it is to you that I am journeying. It is only when I have arrived there that my desire will be fulfilled. You are my home. Help me to hear and know your voice as you call out to my restless heart. I am the way, and to me you come.